Healing to the Nations, May 2020 edition. Featuring Overflowing Joy, the story of Lamarcus Smith. Also inside this edition, a message by Pastor Chris, Stand on the Word. The Healing School Report, unending celebrations of prevailing faith. Healthy Living, maintaining fresh breath. Faith's proclamations of healing and health. And the call to salvation.
Message by Pastor Chris, Stand on the Word. Opening Scripture. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. God gave us His Word to live by. You can be, have, and enjoy all God has destined for you if you'd live by His Word. How you move from glory to glory in your victorious and triumphant life in Christ is dependent on your knowledge and application of God's Word. You must stand on the Word of God for yourself. As new creations, we act on the Word. Many believe that what they need when they're in a predicament is powerful prayer. So they look for that superstar Christian that'll pray a powerful prayer to God for them. Some say, but I have several people praying for me, yet my situation hasn't changed. God never said your miracle would occur on the basis of the multiplicity of prayers. What He wants is for you to be in control of your life. It's one of the reasons He gave you His Word and the Holy Spirit. If you live according to God's Word, you wouldn't need a plethora of prophets praying for you before you can walk in God's blessings. Acting on the Word is what you need. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17 says, For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. In Isaiah 43 verse 2, the Lord said, When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. There's no hopelessness for a child of God. It doesn't matter what you've faced or are facing in your life. The challenges aren't for your destruction. The troubles you face are for your testimonies. You're more than a conqueror. Therefore, face tough times and win. Perhaps you've been given an unpleasant diagnosis. Trust the name of Jesus. Irrespective of the pain or symptoms, it is subject to the Word of God. Keep declaring, I know I'm healed. My body is vitalized by the Holy Ghost who lives in me. There's someone living inside you that makes you indomitable. No matter what you face, you win. Effecting the changes that you desire in any circumstance is simple. Once you're sure of what the Word of God says about the issue, demand a change on the basis of God's Word, and there will be a change. The Bible clearly reveals the potency and efficacy of God's Word. His Word is absolute reality. And all you need to keep experiencing victory and divine health in life is living by the principles of God's Word. For we're Word practitioners. We do the Word. Continually declare that you're blessed, highly favored, and prosperous in all things. Because the Word says so. This isn't about prayer. It's about acting your faith to walk in God's provision for you. It's about standing on the Word of God for yourself. Hallelujah.
Our feature story, Overflowing Joy, the story of LaMarcus Smith. Staying awake in the middle of the night, constantly worrying if an attack was imminent. Anxiety with every cold wind or change in the weather. Always packing medical supplies. And frequent rush trips to the emergency room. These marked the daily life for this 29-year-old mother. No amount of practice and preparation could quell the distress of watching her son's little chest as he struggled to breathe every time he suffered an attack. There was simply no getting used to it. Ashley tells it all from the beginning.
When my son LaMarcus was born, he had a little trouble breathing, so he was put in an incubator for that night. I was told that this was as a result of the medication I took during pregnancy, and that it would resolve as he grew. In the first 1 year, he had a few minor colds, which I thought were normal for his age. However, at age 2, his nose became stuffy, so I gave him some medication. Then I noticed that his chest and stomach caved in as he tried to breathe. That prompted me to seek medical help. I went to the hospital and was told that he had asthma and bronchitis. This information shook and scared me. I was advised to have his adenoids and tonsils removed to help reduce the symptoms. And we had the surgery when he was 4 years old. The operation did nothing for him, as the frequent asthma attacks did not stop. There was a lot of medication. LaMarcus needed 2 puffers, 1 for emergencies and 1 for daily use. And he also had to take steroids orally to calm the inflammation from the bronchitis. Due to the frequency of the attacks, he was hospitalized at least 3 times every month. The medication increased, especially the steroids, causing side effects. A long-term side effect was gross suspension. LaMarcus suffered irregular weight loss and other complications. One of the most difficult times of my life was when he started elementary school. Sending him off to school for a day, not knowing what would happen, always made me nervous. On most occasions, my heart raced with questions and emotions. Would they give him his puffer if he needed it? Would they know what signs to look for if he was having trouble breathing? At some point, the asthmatic attacks became so severe and often that LaMarcus was rushed to the hospital almost every week. Being hospitalized much of the time led to his missing a lot of classes, so he fell behind academically. My son was also allergic to cold, animals, and dust. He could not be around animals, and he could not go out to play with other kids because his immunity was low and the attacks were easily triggered. At all times, he had to have his hand sanitizer on him, with other supplies that he wasn't allowed to share with anyone. It was a hard life for a child his age. I heard about the healing school when my son was 6 years old, and I was so excited because I knew that our lives would change. I had some issues with my health too, so I registered myself and LaMarcus for the Healing School summer session in 2015. My boy was happy. He could hardly wait to see the man of God, Pastor Christ. Throughout our time at the Healing School, he was ready to receive his healing, and he kept saying that he wanted to see Jesus in Pastor Chris's eyes. When Pastor Chris ministered to LaMarcus, he fell under the power. Immediately, I knew he was healed. Then he stood up, and for the first time ever, my son ran without a care in the world. I was overjoyed. Since our visit to the healing school 5 years ago, LaMarcus has stopped all medication and hasn't been hospitalized even once. In fact, he doesn't get sick. In winter, when he would ordinarily have been cold, I'd offer him meds, but he says, "No, I am fine. I can't be sick anymore." Now he has an incredible mindset, and he has no fear in him. LaMarcus is no longer allergic to animals and food. He has lots of friends now and plays sports with them. Academically, he has improved. His weight is now healthy and he is growing at a normal rate by the grace of God. I jump with joy every time I notice that he has grown by a few inches or gained weight. He thinks I'm weird because of how excited I get, but it is wonderful to see my child grow. Most importantly, he is growing in the knowledge of God's Word. His teachers in the children's church are always amazed at how well LaMarcus knows the Word of God. He is passionate about the spread of the gospel and his testimony. He shares God's Word with his friends and has won many to Christ. As a mother, I can truly say that my joy is overflowing. Glory to God.
Please visit www.enterthehealingschool.org for more information about the Healing School sessions and how to participate. Join us in the Spread Faith campaign as we distribute free copies of the Healing to the Nations magazine throughout this month. To participate, kindly visit the Healing School website. Once there, enter your email and click the Submit button to download your e-copy of the Healing to the Nations magazine. Spread faith to your family members. Spread faith to your social media contacts. Spread faith to win souls and bring healing to the sick around the world. Join us to spread faith and bring healing to the nations throughout this month. Healing School Partners, together, taking healing to the nations. Healing School Report. Unending Celebrations of Prevailing Faith. A report on the first healing service of the 2020 autumn session. A miracle is a divine intervention of God in a natural situation. For those who come to the Healing School, an encounter with the healing power in the name of Jesus is the divine intervention they hope for and look forward to. Sunday, March 15th,
2020 marked a remarkable day in history, being the first healing service of the Healing School Autumn Session with Pastor Chris in South Africa. It was a day set apart by the Spirit of God to bring forth joy and usher many into a season of healing. Gathered from all around the world, all in attendance were eager and enthusiastic for a glorious time of divine manifestations of power. There was elation in the atmosphere as students, ministers, and partners arrived for the auspicious meeting. The healing service began with the uplifting moments of rapturous praise and worship to the Most High God. Many in the congregation lifted holy hands, eulogizing the Lord for His magnificent love and grace. The presence of the Spirit of God filled the atmosphere, and faith for the impossible welled up in the hearts of all present as they sang and danced and glorified the Lord in song and with earnest heartfelt prayers. Faith comes by hearing God's word, Romans 10 and verse 17. And so it was that the people had their faith built up as they listened to one testimony after another of the glorious things that several individuals have accomplished through faith in God's word. Awesome, riveting, and extraordinary. These describe the many amazing testimonies that many witnessed during the healing service. All in attendance exulted as they listened to these truly outstanding accounts of grace and glory. Indeed, the audience was aglow and delighted at what they were opportune to be a part of. The more the testifiers shared, the more faith increased as all prepared for a time of the miraculous. I suffered depression, so I almost killed my sister, and I attempted suicide 3 times. The anger was too much. If I couldn't hurt someone, there would be this burning, cutting sensation in my stomach. But then, I heard about the healing school and I knew my answers would be there. I felt a gentle light go through my body when the man of God ministered to me. Now, I can't even relate to that person because my life is so beautiful and I can't stop smiling. I knew Hamida Brown, enthused, as she talked of freedom from spiritual attacks and depression. My doctor told me to go to the healing school, that it was my best option, attests Francois Lawrence, who was diagnosed with high cholesterol, depression, and back pain, conditions that he endured for 5 years. Now free from fatigue and other symptoms, he says, "When Pastor Chris laid hands on me, it felt like electricity running through my body. My life was changed, and it's been from glory to glory. My life is amazing now. I have a healthy relationship with my wife and kids, and I've lost 40 pounds. Now I'm spreading the gospel to different people." Heart failure, bipolar, mood disorder, asthma, orthopnea, and lower back pain were just a few of the many ailments that brought Ellen Dubé to the healing school in a wheelchair. She smartly walked up the stage to share her remarkable testimony. "When Pastor Chris told me to get up, my body listened and my feet obeyed. A voice said, 'It is done, my child, run.' I was full of energy like never before in my life. I ran across the auditorium with so much joy in my heart, knowing that it was all over. Now I can do things that I never knew I could do." The much-anticipated moment, the time for miracles that all had earnestly anticipated, came at last. The man of God, Pastor Chris, entered the auditorium, ready to dispel darkness and birth healing and miracles. It was time to witness the word at work. Brain tumors, heart diseases, ailments of all kinds became history, irrespective of how long, regardless of how bad, no matter what name the disease bore, all bowed to the awesome and all-powerful name of Jesus. whether young or old, male or female, all who believed received. This was their day of destiny, their moment of change. Oh, what a glorious time of celebration and rejoicing! What a time of perfection! Diabetes mellitus, kidney problems, and gout afflicted Lawalula Sefa for several years. These conditions caused severe restrictions on his diet, mobility, and ability to function normally in everyday life, not to mention the constant pain and discomfort that he couldn't get away from. When the man of God touched Lawalu, relief flooded his body as the pain dissipated. It's the dawn of a new day for him. Spiritual oppression and severe addictions troubled 41-year-old Rosiana Herrera for a really long time. No longer. However, since the healing service, when the man of God reached her, he laid hands on her and declared her free. Rosanna was astonished that she was finally at liberty to live the life God planned for her. Nothing will ever hold her back again. Bianca Lee Alosia suffered from myriad ailments, including chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, multiple sclerosis, and hypertension. News of this autumn session was a ray of light to her bleak situation, and she came with hope that her ordeal would come to an end. One word of power from the man of God, Pastor Chris, was all it took to stall the pain and misery she had endured for so long. Bianca Lee is free at last. The jubilation continued as all marveled at the astounding miracles that they had just witnessed firsthand. The man of God, Pastor Chris, urged those who had just been healed to refuse being sick ever again and to remain strong in the faith by giving careful attention to God's word. He also charged them to bless all in their world with what they had received, saying, "Healing is a power, a gift. When it is ministered to you, it stays in your body and you can use it whenever you choose, so make it work." Visiting ministers from various countries got a hearty welcome as Pastor Chris specially recognized and appreciated their presence. The congregation was ecstatic when many came forward to accept the healer and make Jesus Christ the Lord of their lives in response to the salvation call from the man of God. The first healing service of the 2020 autumn session came to a close after the man of God proclaimed blessings on all present. The elation in every heart was visible on the faces of all who had been at the spectacular gathering. Just as the man of God declared, the healing continues and the miracles are still happening. Glory to God! To participate in healing school sessions, find out more at www.enterthehealingschool.org. God bless you.
Healthy living. Maintaining fresh breath. Tips for oral hygiene. Maintaining fresh breath is important for overall well-being. There are many social and psychological advantages that come with having fresh breath, which is why we have a wide array of chewing gums, mints, mouthwashes, and other products designed to fight bad breath. Consistent oral hygiene takes a lifetime of consistent care. This makes it crucial to observe healthy hygiene habits to help keep your breath fresh always. Consistently practice good oral hygiene to avoid the buildup of plaque and cavities. You can also make lifestyle changes by following a healthy daily dental routine. Here are some helpful oral hygiene tips. invest in good antibacterial mouthwash. Add a good antibacterial mouthwash to your daily oral care regimen. This is helpful to reduce the amount of acid in the mouth, clean hard to brush areas in and around the gums, and remineralize the teeth. Adjust your diet. Clean up your tongue by eating crunchy fruits and vegetables. Minimize intake of raw onions, garlic, sugary and spicy foods, and beverages that cause bad breath. Maintain a clean mouth. Always clean your mouth and anything that goes into it. If you use them, we recommend that you clean dentures, bridges, or mouth guards on a daily basis and change your toothbrush every 2 to 3 months. Brush and floss daily. Brush your teeth, gums, and tongue with fluoride toothpaste for at least 2 minutes twice daily. Use proper brushing techniques to polish your teeth and remove bacteria, food, and dead cells from the tongue. Floss at least once daily to prevent the buildup of food particles and bacteria between your teeth and around your gums. Stay hydrated. Drink more water to keep your mouth moist. Avoid tobacco, soft drinks, or alcohol, as these dehydrate the mouth. Chew on sugar-free gum, mint, and candies to stimulate the production and flow of saliva in the mouth. Avoid midnight snacking. Don't go to bed with food particles in your mouth. Avoid having a snack just before bed, especially after brushing. Midnight snacks hinder fresh breath because food particles and sugar tend to remain on your teeth for too long, thus providing an enabling environment for bacteria to breathe, causing bad breath. Use the right toothbrush. Choose a soft bristled toothbrush with a head small enough to reach the inner crevices of your molars. For most adults, we suggest you use a small or medium-sized toothbrush for this purpose. Seek professional help. Maintain healthy and fresh breath with the help of a dentist or hygienist. It is recommended that individuals visit a dentist for checkup and mouth cleaning at least twice annually. Learn good oral hygiene techniques, get recommended cleaning products, and receive advice on the next steps to take on your oral health from a qualified dentist. Good oral hygiene results in a mouth that looks and smells fresh and healthy. This means your teeth are clean and free of debris. Your gums do not bleed when you brush or floss, and your breath smells nice always. Observe these dental tips to help improve oral hygiene and maintain fresh breath always.
Faith's proclamations of healing and health, and have made us kings and priests unto God and His Father. As a Christian, the consciousness or realization that you're actually a king and not a helpless, needy commoner will completely change the way you live. You're a king because God says you are. It has nothing to do with what you might be experiencing. What you need is to practice living as a king. Kings reign, so start reigning. How do kings reign? They reign through words. The Bible says where the word of a king is, there is power. Ecclesiastes 8 verse 4. Power to effect changes. Power to make what you say come to pass. One thing is sure, kings have and exercise dominion and authority. And the most beautiful part is that your kingly authority is from the Lord Jesus. He's the one that made you a king. Exercise dominion and king over the devil and the forces of life. If, for instance, you have a challenge with your health, say to yourself, I refuse to be sick. Then speak words that'll bring life, wholeness, and strength to your body. Take advantage of situations with the word of faith. Confessions. I've overcome the devil and the cohorts of darkness, because the greater one dwells in me. I am a master over Satan, because my spirit, soul, and body are now infused with divinity. I am a product of God's word, therefore my words and actions are backed by divine authority. I am born again. As the Father has life in himself, even so has he given me his life without limits. I function with supernatural strength and abilities today. Nothing and no one can hurt or harm me, for my sufficiency is of God. I refuse to be a victim. I continually live above sickness, disease, and infirmity. I declare that I am strong and healthy, for as he is, so am I in this world. The name of Jesus has been named upon me. I'll never be sick in my life. No sickness or infirmity can overwhelm me. My words are full of power and authority, and they produce changes in my life. I choose and live the good life. I have health, strength, and vitality. I live in divine health, enjoy prosperity, and walk in victory every single day of my life. I know what belongs to me. I'm a victor. I'm not trying to be one. That's who I am. The word of God is health and life to my body. I declare that the Holy Spirit is at work in me, and his presence daily renews and vitalizes my body. I declare that I live in absolute victory every day of my life. I reign and rule over the forces of darkness in this world. I dominate my environment, and I reign over sickness and disease, over demons of darkness, over death. Hallelujah. My faith prevails always. I am what God says I am. I have what he says I have. I can do what he says I can do. And I walk in the light of God's word daily. The good life, health, and strength are part of my divine heritage in Christ. The Lord guides me continually and satisfies my desire always, making my bones strong. I am like a well-watered garden, a spring of water whose waters don't go dry. I am born of the word of truth, filled with the true essence of life. Disease has no place in me, for I am born of God. Christ dwells in me, and my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I am fortified by God's word and strengthened with might. I'm more than a conqueror by the power of God's Spirit. The word of God has gained the ascendancy over my life, and it prevails over my spirit, soul, and body. Amen.
Do you know you are an agent of change? The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. You can make a difference through your prayer. Join the Healing School Prayer Network today and be a part of the transformation around the world. Sign up now at www.enterthehealingschool.org/prayer. For more details, visit our website at www.enterthehealingschool.org.
The Prayer of Salvation. If you want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, then say this prayer, believing with all your heart. O Lord God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that God raised him from the dead, and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life today. I receive, by faith, remission of sins for my soul. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. If you just said that prayer, please send an email to feedback@enterthehealingschool.org. God bless you. For the latest updates and live news from The Healing School, please follow The Healing School super user on King's Chat. Search for @HSchool on King's Chat and click to follow. We believe you've been blessed by this and other editions of the magazine. Share your testimonies with us at testimonies@enterthehealingschool.org. Taking healing to the nations.